What's up, everybody? The following episode of The First Mint was recorded live on YouTube and Twitch on Thursday, June 10th from 5 p.m. Pacific to 6:30 p.m. Pacific. Please enjoy.
Whoa!
Hey!
Wow!
Oh my God!
I can't believe you're here again this week. Wow! Whoa! I show up here every week and you're here too. This is nuts, man.
Oh,
I can't
man. The joke will never get old. Whoa. Oh my God.
Whoa.
Well, happy Thursday, everybody. Welcome to the First Mint Live. I'm LG Doucette, and that is the real Phil D.
Boom, boom.
Man, Phil D, I got to say, the NFT world is buzzing like crazy today. There's so much going on. Producer Quad is in the background freaking out over Zed Horse drops. We got Collector Score that dropped today, including secret podcast from myself with Alan. And wow. Then there's all this other stuff that's been happening this week. We got Gutter Cats. I don't know. The bonsai trees feels like a million years ago. People are still buying those. We got Bored Apes. Basketball players changing their avatars to Bored Apes. It is a crazy time in the NFT world. Phil D, how are you handling it all?
I can't handle it. I already told you this. First of all, I can't keep up with Top Shot. So I don't know how you expect me to keep up with anything else. I legit cannot keep up. I have notifications on for the Top Shot Twitter account and the First Mint. It used to come in a couple times a day, maybe. Okay. Now every 2 seconds, there's some new blog, some new info, some new scores, some new this to keep track of. I can't keep up. So forget about all the others. I always, you know, show interest in other NFTs. But when the drop time comes, I'm either too busy. I don't have the patience to go through the chaos of something. I don't even know what I'm doing. I'm used to Top Shot. I love the Top Shot chaos. But when it comes to like OpenSea and those other drops, I have no clue what I'm doing. I struggle big time. So I don't even participate.
Struggle.
And I just whine about it after. So that's where I'm at.
Oh, my God.
But it is pretty exciting. I know people think they're imitation, all these things, but they're still pretty cool, man. If you missed out on the apes, you can go for a gutter cat. And then I asked a question on Twitter the other day. All right, I missed out on all these. What's next? And some of the links people sent me are really cool, man. There's these Yetis and stuff. And you know, LG, we've had an obsession with Yetis and Bigfoots since we were kids.
Oh, have we? Okay, yeah.
You know, we've always been interested in trying to find the Yeti, man. Don't
totally,
hide it.
Totally, so, yeah.
Pretty much. It's exciting, I'll tell you. But I don't know what to do. I don't know how to dive into these things. I have no clue.
Yeah, that's all right, man. That's all right. We're here to take you through it. I did promise you, and I did promise everybody, that we are going to get you a horse today. I got some horses last time. I sold my horses. But pretty much what's going to be going down today, a little agenda for the show. About halfway through the show, around in about half an hour, about 25 minutes, we're going to jump into the Zed drop. I've got mine scheduled for 25 minutes. I don't even know what that means. Quad, I can see him freaking out in the background right now. He's going to kind of come in and explain that to us. But we're going to talk about horses. I know we mainly talk about Top Shot, but we are going to talk about other stuff. We've been slowly going into other stuff. But before that, we're going to have our rapid fire session with Amir, longtime friend of the First Mint, longtime as in, you know, a couple months. And then we got the Moment Nerd on the show, Moment Nerd, that you may know from Twitter. He's built some really cool tools, and we are going to talk about his tool that he built recently called Shot or Not, where we get to rate moments. He's going to be on the show. Then we're going to go through some NBA nerd trivia, courtesy of Phil D. After that, we got a special treat, a very last minute addition to the show. We got Mitch from the Gutter Cat NFTs that had their own fun little drop this week, and we're going to talk about that during Rapid Fire, because I tried to get in there, and Phil D, you were kind of hovering as well. To wrap out the show, we are going to have a very special guest, someone who wrote a poem about the First Mint. They're going to come on and tell us all about it, and we're going to go through it together and then throw you guys a little challenge. Throughout the whole show, you know how it goes. We're going to have some prizes, giveaways, all that kind of stuff. Before we get into Rapid Fire, Phil D, what's got to happen?
I've already been in the chat. I've already told the people. Our faithful listeners and viewers know what's up. Smash the like button. Smash it. If you love my hair, smash the like button. I'm telling you right now, there's a lot of comments about my hair. What people don't understand is that I've never had long hair like this. LG, you cannot find a picture of our youth or our childhood where I've had hair this long in my life.
Doesn't exist.
I'm a bald. Never seen it. I am bald at all times. Like, I've been bald for the last 10, 15 years by choice. But this pandemic, I was just like, you know what? Screw it. Let me grow my hair. Let's make it happen. Somebody said it's almost out of frame. It looks like the llama. I love all those comments. Keep them coming. Boy, if you're here, smash the like button. Subscribe to the channel while you're at it. It really helps us. and it keeps us going. It's like putting gas in the car, man. Keep putting gas in the car, and we'll keep driving it.
That's right. And we are streaming today on Twitch and YouTube, which we're going to keep doing the giveaways. I think, Quad, I don't know if you're there, but we should kick off with a giveaway. Are we doing this on Twitch today, Quad?
Oh, we're doing it on Twitch today. We are doing it on Twitch. We're doing it live.
Okay. There he is.
All right. So you guys know where to go. You got to go over to Twitch, the First Mint. I don't even know what it is. Twitch.com/the First Mint. Twitch.tv/the First Mint. Is that what it is, Quad?
/the First Mint. Yep. Twitch.tv/the First Mint.
That's it. Let's put that link in there. People can head on over there. Get on over there. That's what we're going to be doing our giveaway.
And on Twitch, and I think you hit the follow button. Is that what it is on Twitch?
You hit the follow button. That's what you got to do. You got to hit the follow button.
I'm somewhat new to Twitch. I love watching on Twitch. I don't know how to run it, but you hit that follow button, show some love with the emojis and all that stuff, and it's pretty wild. And please, for the love of God, stop asking me about the Toronto Maple Leafs in the chat, in DMs, on Twitter. I can't handle it. It's still going a week later. I can't handle this stuff, man. So that's it. That's my piece.
That's all good. We're going to start with a nice giveaway. Honestly, the easiest thing to do, you guys got to type a chat, or you got to type a word into the Twitch stream, into the chat to win. And for this time, it's going to be man bun. In reference to Phil's current man bun, that's what I want you guys to type in. Let's see man bun. Let's see people putting in. There we go. Give us that man bun. Perfect.
Here's another man bun. Another famous man bun right there. FB.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Well, hey, I thought I'd bring him in just for the man bun giveaway. So
nice. And this first one, who's going to get what? We're going to give a Kyrie Irving number 35 or a 35,000 LE Kyrie.
Kyrie.
Quad, are you ready to give this away to a man bun winner?
Let's do it. Winner is SL1P Shots.
Wow.
Hey, we got a horse too, baby. We got a horse. Whoa.
Quad is in the middle of a horse.
Quad, they wasn't Let's looking go, good baby. For Let's a while. Quad, the last time we talked to you, it wasn't Whole looking court, good, baby. Man.
Whole court, baby. Yeah, it wasn't looking good, but there's a lot of horses left right now for these people.
We just talked to Quad, and he was on some sort of timeout for smashing too many buttons on the the horse drop. So glad you recovered, Quad.
I just got another one, baby.
All right. Quad's building that stable out. Let's get to it, guys. Quad, good to see you. Next up, we got our first guest, Amir, who is joining us for Rapid Fire. There he is. Amir, what's up, man?
Epic. Absolutely.
It's been a while, buddy.
It's been a minute since March.
Yeah. Good work. How are you guys?
Well, living the dream here, man.
Oh, he's cutting out a little bit. Amir.
Oh, he's still there.
Hello.
He's still there.
Hello. Am I choppy? Am I close? Am I good?
Amir, we haven't seen you since the crazy days of Top Shot way back in April when we were doing our March Madness name bracket.
Wow, yeah. Who ended up winning that?
I think it was LeBron James Hairline.
Yeah.
That was the name.
Who was the guy that was on the couch with his the revolting blob outfit? No, that wasn't him, man. That wasn't the winner. That guy was booted right after for creeping everybody out. I forgot what his name was, but he had the revolting blob outfit on, and he was laying down on his couch getting a little too excited at our convo the last hour.
Yeah, that's right. Anyways, Amir, what's been going on with you in the last couple months, man? What are you been pretty tight hanging out on Top Shot, or you've been doing other stuff?
I've been watching a lot of basketball for sure. A lot of basketball to be consumed. Buying Top Shot less so as the dip is dipping.
Mm-hmm. That's okay. I mean, it has been rebounding the last couple of 2 weeks. You know that, right?
That's true. Yeah. It's exciting times the last few weeks.
All right, well, let's get into the rapid fire as prompt. Okay, Amir, let's kick it off. Are you a Zed Run horse collector?
Not at all. No, wow.
Not even close.
I know it exists, and I'm curious to what it is. I like NFTs and I like horse racing, but I've never combined my passions.
Yeah, that's all right. Phil D, you are a horseless wonder as well.
Horseless wonder. I like that. I don't have a horse. I don't even know what to do with that. It seems like everybody's got one. I just don't know what to do, man. I went on that drop one time a long time ago. Mm-hmm. It was one of the biggest fiascos ever. So I just gave up after that. But I feel like I have major FOMO about these things. And I don't know. I just have a real hard time figuring out how to get one.
That's all right. Amir, are you proficient with like how to use MetaMask and all that kind of stuff for trying to get one of these things or how to use their site?
Yes. I do have a MetaMask. I'm proficient in acquiring OpenSea assets, but I've never dabbled. I don't have a horse in the race, as they call it. Never dabbled in Zed.
Okay. That's all right. Amir, if you're still here in about 17 minutes, which you should be, we are going to be trying to get Phil what his first Zed ever. I've got the invite link. I thought I was going to have it for right at the start of the show. So that's enough for Zeds. If you guys have a Zed out there, I think there's about 7,000 owners total of these horses. Stick around. We're going to need your help. Quad also in the background probably has about 12 horses that he's bought today so far. Let's talk about the big news of the day, the new collector score for Hollow. Phil D, qualifying, yes or no? Do you have 7,500 points, even despite all the team bonuses and all the stuff that's been added?
I don't know. How do I find out? What's the
link?
Somebody,
you go on Top Shot and you go click on collector score.
Okay. All right, let's go check it out right now. I'll tell you right now, as of last night, is the last time I checked my collector score, I did not qualify. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. I've completed like 3-4 challenges. I have a ton of Raptors guys. How about having Team Canada guys? Does that qualify for anything? No, probably not.
Oh, not yet. Not yet, buddy.
All right, so where do we go? You go on the website. This is for anybody who doesn't know how to check their score. You go on the website. Right.
You go to my profile. You go up to the top, and then you click drop down, my profile. And it should say right at the top left there.
All right. Breaking news, my collector score, okay, and this is after last night. Last night was at 4,000 something, like 4,480 mm-hmm. or something like that. Mm-hmm. Today, mm-hmm. my collector score is now at 4,140. So
did you buy anything after the announcement?
No, nothing. So I'm not sure what's going on.
Okay, so you got a bit of the team bonus. I do find that like the team bonus stuff is a little confusing because then you get bonuses for... Do you have any complete sets, Phil D?
I do not. I don't do that.
Okay.
But here's the deal. Sets. I could tell by Amir's face. He's scrambling to see if he qualifies or not. Okay. He's almost there. By the look of it, it's not good news.
I don't think so. Yeah. I'm at page one even load. So that means my collector score is probably a lot worse than yours. 7,500 and you're only halfway there and you host this show. What chances?
It's not bad. I've completed a bunch of challenges. I have rares. I have legendaries. I don't know what else it takes. I've spent a ton on the marketplace. So I guess the key is you have to lose a ton on the marketplace to qualify, but I don't know.
There is a new net negative spender. I'm just going to pull it up. Amir, I can tell you're kind of confused. So I'm just going to take you as an embodiment of pretty much how most other people feel here.
Great.
Okay. So there's a few different new things. Let's get this out of the way. That's impossible. See, how are you going to see this on a stream? Okay. Basically, let's see. Let's get a little closer for grandma here. All right. Set completion bonus. All right. So if you have a full set, you get double the points. Okay. Amir, did you figure out your score yet? Is it 200, 300?
I think it was. I think when I checked last, I qualified for the last one, which is like above 2,500, right? But not
too much.
Yeah, it
was 2,500. Yeah.
So I think I'm in that range, not in the 3x of that range.
Okay. So there's set completion bonus, and then there's series team bonus. So if you have all the players from a certain series. From a team, it doesn't matter the actual moments. It doesn't matter the set or anything like that. You also get 50% for each of those. If you have all of those, all the players from all the sets from a certain team, you get full team bonus. Okay. And then
all right.
Challenge completion plus reward owned. So if you did a challenge and you still own that moment, you also get some bonus points, which I think we knew that. We knew that already. And then there's Nine Lives like Lounge member bonus.
But this is like studying for an exam, LG. I mean, seriously. No, I'm not joking. I had a few people who do a lot of sports writing and are pretty smart people who messaged me saying, listen, I've been a collector since the very beginning, and I'm completely lost with this collector score stuff. where I have to like study a guide to see how you qualify. And I still don't get it. So, it, man, it's confusing. Like, I don't know. I don't know if I can read all that. Just tell me what I have, and that's it. I don't qualify. I don't qualify. I'm done.
It is a lot of information. I will give you that. I do like that they called the Cool Cats membership is now known as the Nine Lives Lounge. I'm in that group because I picked up all the Cool Cats a couple weeks ago before that challenge ended, and the name of that group is now the Nine Lives Lounge, apparently. And I also like that in this blog they reference As Roham Said in His Office Hours. I like that that has to be in here.
Yeah.
And then there's this huge chart of marketplace bonus. No. Anyways, you're right. This is confusing. Phil D, I agree with you. It does feel like studying for an exam.
Oh.
Amir has something to say. Yes, sir.
I have it says I have a 2700 collector score, and then underneath that it says combined total, which is that plus hollow icon drop bonus drop points, which I don't know what that means, but it says I'm at 7700. I don't know what the combined total is different than the collector's score, so I'm just as confused as I was at the beginning.
Do you have the cool cats, Amir?
No cool cats.
Okay, so
where is the bonus for having a lot of Twitter followers, Amir? Where's that bonus?
Is that what it is? Is that what it is?
No, but there should be one. I mean, I think you'd qualify.
Mm-hmm. It says you've got 5,000 marketplace bonus, so I am eligible, it seems.
Right.
Wow. After all that. Whoa.
I don't know how or why.
Okay. I also saw someone, LG, they sent me a screenshot where they only have a 2,000 and something score and they qualify. It's in green. Mm-hmm. It says you qualify. So I don't really know what's happening.
So basically that's part of like the net negative score or whatever. Oh, that's like if you spent, and Amir, you just revealed to us that you've spent money on Top Shot and that it's now the stuff you spent is worth less than how much you sold. So basically if you spent a lot of money and then that's more than how much you've sold on marketplace, you get a bonus. So pretty much to reward the people that spent a lot of money.
Is everybody just in that boat instantly and automatically? I don't know anybody.
That's where I got screwed. I've spent a lot, but most have been decent purchases and at the right time. I got lucky with that stuff, but you kind of get penalized for it, right? For not taking a bath in some of the purchases. So
that's right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But like we said, LG, it's always going to be controversial. No matter what happens, people won't be happy. The price is obviously good for the pack compared to the $9.99 we had before. Mm-hmm. So if you qualify, good for you. If you don't, then come cry in the corner.
So now that I qualified, where do I sign up? Where's the next test that I have to take?
It's called cold brew, Amir. You need to get a cold brew.
Hey, perfect. On to the next topic for rapid fire, which is the cold brew magic. Amir, have you been listening in on our Twitter spaces?
Occasionally, yes, though sometimes it throws me into the stage. So I try my best to like only listen.
Spaces has some serious issues, man. Spaces has some serious
Not
issues.
Ideal.
They can. It never lets George Reister connect properly. Every time he comes in, he's about to open his pack, and then it boots him out right away.
I think that's just
which happened the other day. Yeah. Anyways, actually, I want to go back to Holoscore real quick. You know, as you guys know, as you may have seen on Twitter, I had a conversation last night with Alan where Top Shot reached out and they're like, "Hey, we want to drop some news on the pod about this Holo stuff." What I found interesting, if you guys go listen to that podcast, and I know we're kind of looking at the marketplace bonuses like it's test, and it is, I agree, it is very complicated. Luckily, I do find that it's nice that actually on the Top Shot website, it gives you the aggregate regardless. And I think over time that on the website will probably get better at telling you how it works. What I will say, what I found really interesting from the conversation was the idea that teams now have like individuality in the collection, right? So that now it'll be really easy to see if you have like the full team collection, which then people over time can prove that they're super fans, which right now has like literally zero application. But over time, maybe even as early as next season, is something that, you know, everybody's been saying, like, when am I Top Shot moments going to turn into tickets? How's that going to work? Yeah. Someone like Mark Cuban's like already really involved. He loves crypto, all that kind of stuff. So it's like, to me, I'm like, all right, I'm looking at that. I took that part of the conversation. I'm thinking like, okay, they're, you know, kind of like a lot of things here. They're putting down the seeds for something that's going to come later that's going to be a lot better despite the immediate sourness of a huge chunk of people that don't qualify for it. So that's, if you guys go listen to that, it's the pod that just went up. There's some interesting, I like kind of hearing Alan explain it, even though I realize, you know, a lot of people don't qualify. So Don't know if that helps you guys. Phil, I know you and I are Raptors fans. Amir, I know you're a Lakers fan. So I just hope that someday that, you know, there's a way to integrate that if we can ever go to games again. The Raptors haven't even played in Canada in like 2 years anyways. So however long it's been, if that's ever, you know, if that ever happens again, to me, that's the part where I'm optimistic about that stuff.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Sure. I went to a Lakers game last week.
Wow, oh, you did? The one where they lost?
That's right. The one where they lost. You know that?
Amir, we can't even go to like Home Depot, man. So I don't even want to hear it. I'm serious. You cannot currently go to Home Depot. It is closed. So
what?
I'd rather.
Yeah. What? You guys have your Home Depots open out there, LG?
Oh, yeah, of course, man. West Coast is fine, man. What do you mean in Ontario? You can't go to Home Depot?
You cannot go to Home Depot. Not a single store is allowed to be open right now. Curbside only. God. It's a disaster. Wow. Although that is changing at midnight tonight. We're 15%. Mm-hmm. Will be allowed in the stores as of midnight tonight. Finally, after 3 or 4 months or whatever it is, we're finally there. So,
wow.
Okay.
Ready to go.
Before we talk about cold brew, on that note, let's do another giveaway.
Ooh.
The word this time you got to type in is Home Depot. Put Home Depot. This is not a paid promotion. This is Home Depot. Put it in the chat. Type in Home Depot. You guys are putting in a chat word. Hold on. This is for a James Harden 35,000 LE. Oh, yeah. I love seeing that Home Depot. Those Home Depot words come up there.
Okay, drop the Home Depot. Smash the like button. But Amir, I know you're going to know the answer to this, man. All right? Because I need to go to Home Depot for one reason. I have a major caterpillar issue right now. All right? These things are raining down like dollar bills in a strip club. I'm not even joking, man. All right? They're coming out of the sky. They now apparently fly where if you're not under a tree, they somehow still fly into your shoulder. They're everywhere. We have a huge issue here in Ontario with these gypsy moth caterpillars, okay? At what point do these damn things are not caterpillars anymore? Like, does that ever happen, or do they just stay caterpillars the entire summer? I know you've got the answer to this. You look like you would know this.
Yeah, I mean, tell us if you're caterpillars.
I thought they were butterflies, but does it ever happen? They've been around now for like a month. It's just not happening.
I think if you just wait, you'll have an amazing butterfly problem, which is so much better than a caterpillar problem.
I'm gonna murder these things before that ever happens. I can't take it.
Whoa,
man.
Extreme, we have a major
issue. There's a coon phase, there's a pupa, there's an emergence, and then there's a beautiful little flower.
See, I knew you would know the cycle. I just need the intervals. Like I need to know when that happens, that they go into their little shell and become butterflies.
Guys, breaking news. I don't know if you saw it, but Zugs Wang won the Home Depot giveaway.
Just oh, wow.
There it is again. Zugs Wang. Make sure you DM us on Twitter. You got to DM us on Twitter. Thanks, everybody, for typing Home Depot. We're a couple minutes away now from not just the Zed drop, but also from Phil's Zed drop, but also from Moment Nerd. He's in the studio. He's ready. Let's wrap this out. The rest of the topics we're actually going to cover on the show today anyways. You can probably skip them. But the cold brew magic, Phil D, it worked for both of us this week. Amir, have you subscribed to this cold brew theory, Club Cold Brew, yet or not?
I have not.
Did you get a premium pack this week?
What yes, premium pack?
I did. This is the which one was the most recent premium one? The I can't even keep track. Oh, I got a Paul George gold? Rare one that I
help him out. Yes, chat, yes. Help him out.
Yeah,
the chat's still saying caterpillar one. Right now.
Right. They're 7 weeks behind. But I did. I got the metallic gold drop. I got a Paul George moment, and I instantly sold it because I really dislike Paul George. But yeah, I did that.
That's emotional reactions.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe that's
what
gave me the points that I needed to get into the holo drop is deciding to instantly sell a Paul George moment that I got.
No, because that's a profit, Amir. You lost points because of that. Mm-hmm. If you're making profits on the marketplace, you're out.
anything to get him off my team. I couldn't have him in my showcase.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. Phil D, I heard that you opened your pack.
I did. I was supposed to save it for us to do a show or something, but LG, I don't have that kind of patience. You know this, man.
That's okay.
For
That's
me,
right.
I'm so impulsive with that stuff. That one night, I was feeling like I was in the dumps. Long day at work. Screw everything. Watching the Blue Jays, who suck. In a lot of games. And I'm like, you know what? This is not cool. I need some excitement in my life. Let's open this metallic gold pack right now. Yeah. And I too, like Amir, the minute I cracked that thing open, I sold my metallic gold moment within a few minutes. So
what was it?
It was a Bradley Beal.
Wow.
For me, Bradley Beal is not elite. Not Rent elite. I want Seeker. Elite oh my players. God. So no Bradley Beal for me.
Wow. Rent-seeking guy. I didn't open my pack, Phil D, and I'm going to have a special announcement about that pack at the end of the show. But I did buy a Kevin Durant on the marketplace while we're on Club Gold Brew.
Yes,
I bought it for $1,200. Wow, and then I sold it today for $3,000.
Whoa. Wow.
I never talk about that. I don't actually like buy to flip, but that one, when I saw it at that price, I was like, for sure, that's way too low. It's only like his sixth moment. And actually, I hoped to actually collect that, but then I didn't expect it to actually go that high. I thought maybe it could, but then when I saw that today, I was like, okay, well, that's a good chance to recoup some money. I spend a lot of money on prizes. So I was like, so anybody who's like mad about that, I actually spend a lot of money on the prizes for you guys that we give away. So you can look at it that way. I also took the opportunity. I think I used most of that buying literally Toronto Raptors moments in the last hour since that announcement. But
you've been real lucky, LG, with Kevin Durant, man. In your Top Shot life, the KDs you've bought have really gone up in price. I remember you were buying those ones for $45.
I bought them early, yeah. I got well, the thing is that with Kevin Durant, he only has one series, one moment. So it's like, you've if you consider like, yep. who's in the Kevin Durant phase right now? Like, who's in that tier, right? Like, maybe LeBron and Steph Curry. First of all, neither of them are even playing anymore. Durant, like, pretty clear path, like, all the way to me. At least they're crushing Milwaukee, yeah. And I don't whoever they play in the third round, the conference finals, I don't think it's going to matter that much. And then also, he only has five other moments, and none of them are rare. Like, or one is rare, it's a run it back, which I did pick up months and months ago. But the other ones are like a mix of common moments. So when I saw that he was going to have a metallic, and then I saw the opportunity to get one low, I was like, man, you know what? That's going to be worth a lot. Good opportunity to recoup a bit of lost cost and then spend it elsewhere. So I'm not ashamed of it, man. You know, old LG can flip sometimes too. He's still got it in him. So wow. I don't feel that bad about it.
All right.
Real quick, we got the Zed Run drop happening right now. I'm going to crack it open. Here we go. I'm going to see. I'm going to share
Amir, if you got a horse, what would you call it? I wanted to ask you that earlier. If I gave you a horse right now and I told you name it immediately, what would you call it?
Pony the Frog, probably.
That's good.
Okay, like here, we go.
Whoa.
Here we go. Okay, here we
this
go.
This gets me going. I don't know. This
okay,
is wild.
So Quad is around. He's got a special trick for how to do this, and it's apparently you just go and pick like the bloodlines or something like that, because apparently nothing shows up on the market.
Yeah. So
what do I do?
Filters. Filters. Take it all the way to the right. Okay.
Here. So
you're looking for nine. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then filter it all the way over.
Tens.
Yep. There
here
you
go.
Go. All right, now click out of what? That, and now you just got to kind of wait. So this is kind of
wait.
Like the
what do you mean?
Game.
Nothing's happening, yeah. Quad.
Uh-oh.
Well, see that little left to right? That's your life right now, okay? See the little gradient that goes from left to right? Yeah, you see it barely
this,
left to
this
right?
Thing? This thing that's doing
yeah,
this?
Yeah, that means it's loading, and this is pretty much
loading.
The most frustrating part.
LG, hit the help button. Hurry.
Oh, my God. Yeah, what is this? What's happening if you hit the help button? Hello?
Where's the customer service?
Oh, wait, you can start a conversation.
This is what you want me to do is just
Quad, get in there, man. What's going
on? Quad, are you telling me this is what thousands of people do every couple months is go and hang out on this site for the drop?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's
no nice stream.
What is happening?
With Jacob, you know, there's no nice stream with a Zed community manager that's talking about awesome
there should be.
Races
there should be
coming.
A stream.
They should. They're absolutely
yeah,
should.
Quad, be a stream.
Quad, this should get you to do it. You should get on a real horse. You're in Texas, aren't you? You should get on a real horse and do like a live stream or something, man. That'd be cool.
Oh my God.
Is there nothing else you can do? What if I hit all these other...
Whoa!
All right, baby.
There we go. You're going to get one. Here we go.
We're back. Now we're definitely getting some horses.
LG, how do you not have a cold brew in your hand for this drop, man?
I didn't know that. I feel like there's got to be like the horse equivalent for cold brew.
You got to deselect Nakamoto.
Mountain Dew.
Yeah, deselect those.
As a Buterin.
There you go.
Right? Okay,
yeah, Buterin. Else? Buterin's what you want.
Okay.
There you go. We'll
so
see.
I just wait here.
We'll see if anything loads.
I just hate
this.
This.
This is why
there's
I don't do
some
these
issues.
Things, man.
There's been some issues with this drop. Just to let you know. So it looks like wave two has not done a very good job of getting horses. They've been loading slow. You're in wave three. So we'll see what happens for the rest of the night.
Okay. So that's it. Okay. No horse.
That's it.
All right. Okay. Wow.
Phil. That, Phil. That was. I got you. I got like, you, man. Phil. If we whoa! Can't. Whoa.
Wait, there you go. The Zed Run waves okay. have been pushed.
All right. We'll do it all over again in 15 minutes. I can't wait.
So 7:45 okay, so we'll is wave two. So we'll be back.
You just showed your secrets and you showed all your cards, LG and Quad, and nothing happened. Like you showed how you select secrets. That thing. And wait, secret you just said Quad has secrets, man.
What kind of secret is that? I just opened up the screen and nothing happened. There's no, you know, Zed definitely needs some kind of cold brew equivalent stream or something like that. That's what they need. Something
maybe
like that.
Maybe it's a certain type of chewing tobacco you have to have in your mouth, and you got to spit yeah. right in the
I know you're hoping for endorsements and stuff, man, but no. Salt Lake. What is that?
That's isn't that a restaurant in Texas?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Saltgrass
Steakhouse. I worked there in high school. Fun
wow.
fact.
That's right.
Oh, wow. Okay. There you go. All right. Well, I guess we'll tune back into that in 15 minutes or 10 minutes. Amir, it's been a pleasure having you for Rapid Fire. We're going to let you go. We're going to get over to Moment Nerd. But where can people find you, Amir?
I'm on Twitter. Blumenfeld is my name. At Blumenfeld.
You have a lot of followers on Twitter, man. I like that. That's a pretty big deal.
Could always have more. You could always gain more popularity. Never enough. I need a better score. I need a better score on Top
Amir,
Shot Twitter.
The Kardashians
send
are
send
over
Amir
tonight,
some
man.
Moments.
The Kardashians Amir, are done tonight.
Please.
It's Amir time.
Thanks again for having me.
All right.
Okay.
Amir, take
cheers,
care,
Amir.
Man.
Cheers. Okay. All right. Well, crazy wow. show. Good show so far. Oh, is that right? See, and that's, I think this is what's interesting, Filthy, is that it's like once you go into other NFTs, and people often ask us like, hey, can you cover some other NFTs? Tell us about other ones.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like every time we try and go be part of another drop, and I do, I love the Zed team. The horses are beautiful. I've picked some up in the past. And I know a lot of people really enjoy Zed. We see a lot of that on Twitter. But this kind of stuff, even on Ethereum, a blockchain that's been around for a while, it shows you how popular drops are still challenging to do, right? And I'm sure their team's working away right now trying to make it happen, but it's not easy. It's not easy dropping this stuff, right?
Yeah, and Zed comes out of nowhere. Like they'll go silent for like a month, and mm-hmm. then all of a sudden it's like, boom, we're going tomorrow. Here we go. Let's mm-hmm. rage. And that was absolute rage. Ride mm-hmm. the horse. Mm-hmm. I like that comment.
Yeah,
ride the horse. Right. That's for Quad.
Yes, they are on Matic, but it's an L2 solution, so it's part of Ethereum, so you could transfer your stuff there. Sorry, I just saw that question here. Matic being a sidechain. Anyways, let's move on. Let's shift the conversation all the way back to Top Shot. One of the coolest things I've seen, obviously this week and one week in crypto or in NFTs is honestly a lifetime. One of the coolest things I saw at the top of the week, as well as a previous tool from the same guy. We got the Shot or Not tool that we're going to look at in a minute. And first, we got to welcome its creator. Please welcome for his first mint debut, Moment Nerd. Moment Nerd, what's up?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good man, how you doing? There we go.
Oh no, Moment Nerd. I don't know if I can be here with you wearing that hat, man. Oh,
that's what you mean. That's the Moment Nerd logo.
Okay, as long as it's the Moment Nerd logo and nothing else. and not something else. Yeah, we're good. All right, fair enough.
All right.
Moment Nerd, is it supposed to be the Moment Nerd logo or is it what Phil is fearing?
It is what Phil is fearing. I'm a huge Michigan fan, sorry.
All good. No worries. We can coexist for now. We're still months away from the season. So we're good.
That sounds good. Yes.
Moment Nerd, tell us before we actually look at your tool and you tell us about all the great stuff you're building, what is your collector score Shot or Not?
Are you not?
No.
It's very sad. I think I was like 2,500 and then I got the like spent too much money bonus and I got to like 3,500, but like not even close.
No, yeah,
which is probably good. I thought
you?
It would be nothing for me. I thought it'd be like 5,000. I'd have to like snipe a bunch of $2 moments all weekend. So it's actually probably a good thing. So I'll just wait it out. I'm not a holo guy anyway. I go for the cheapos.
Yeah, that's the way to put it. Yeah, that's the way to put it. Be like, I'm not a hollow guy. Yeah.
Yeah. If I qualified, I'm sure I would be saying something different, but no.
Yeah. No, I'm
the same way. I don't care for this drop.
Yeah, I like that. I like that's what I haven't heard yet. I'm just like, you know what? I don't like legendary moments anyways. Yeah. I like common 40,000 moments.
Yeah, they're too rare for me.
Too rare. Yeah. Too exclusive. Well, that's cool, man. That's cool. Did you did you score lucky in the premium drop this week?
No. And I had my cold brew, but I think I drank it too fast and then they had the delay. So like, didn't count, but you know.
So you're messing with the rules. You're messing with the rules is what it is.
I know.
We discussed this on Spaces. People this week, for whatever reason, even though we were talking about $24 packs for Metallic Golds, decided this was the week they were going to fool around with the theory. Like, we had people drinking their cold brew through masks for absolutely no reason. Others were drinking their cold brew like 8 or 9 hours ahead of time. Others weren't sipping it properly. It was crazy, man. So if you drank it too fast, you know what to do next time, man. You'll be fine.
Yeah. The Costco pack, just have it loaded up, ready to go. Yeah.
Moment nerd, let's talk about you, man. Lion's gonna go right into this sweet shot or not platform that you have built. Right. Tell us what we're looking at here.
Yeah, so you know, backstory real quick. Sentiment around Top Shot has been kind of down, but you know, one of my favorite reads over the past couple of weeks was Pack Rip Ewing had this great post about like 25 best debut moments, and he just was, you know, highlighting the basketball aspect, not the prices or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I just found it so refreshing, and I found some shots and some moments that I hadn't seen before. And I thought, you know, it'd be cool to just build something real simple that just highlighted the plays themselves. And mm-hmm. I also think it'd be cool if, you know, people could vote, and then we'd get a list at the end of the day of like, here's the top moments on Top Shot. So
right.
Threw this together over the past, you know, few weeks, kind of nice and weekends little project. And
so what do we do here? We go in, we type in, we put in our username and everything, and then we just vote on these things, right?
You just vote. It's so very simple.
That's cool, man.
So if I like this block, I'm going to give it a 4, and then gives me the average rating is 3.8, correct?
That's right. Yep. And then you can go to the next one.
And then I just keep going.
Okay. Just keep going.
So what do we got here? Yep. Tobias Harris. Nice dunk. Okay. I like that. That's nice. You got a 5?
5.
Okay, cool. So then it is very much like a hot or not. Like, that's obviously very clearly what you're referencing, right? Like the old website, hot or not. Yeah, okay.
Yes. And then, you know, I just put in today for you guys, we've got the results for some of these. We've been going for about a week, and we got about 40,000 votes so far. So in the upper right corner, there's...
You want me to click on this?
A couple, if you want to, yeah.
Okay. So this is going to tell me... Oh, cool.
So we got categories. So you can look at the moments, you know, top 5 overall. You can look at dunks. My little Easter egg about Duncan Robinson.
I was going to say, man. Yeah, you mentioned that to me that I saw that in your copy, actually, of the front page. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do 2021 rookies. What we got here? Yeah. Okay. So it brings me.
Surprise, you're going to see a lot of this guy.
Oh, no.
Nice.
I love those. Watch those.
Next. So that was number 5. Oh, wow. We'll just count down to number 1. Yeah.
Do we get the score here, or they're just in order?
I just wanted to do the order. Yeah.
I assume the top ones are all pretty like 4.8, 4.9 anyways, right?
Yeah. I don't think anyone's quite at a 5. There's one, I think, that's 4.9, but they kind of change all the time. But yeah.
Okay. So this Anthony Edwards. Are these all going to be Anthony Edwards dunks? Yeah.
obviously.
Yeah, without a doubt. Just him destroying people, man.
I mean,
it's so outrageous. The more you see it.
Okay.
I actually just picked up this moment this morning after seeing it here. It's like, nice. You know, this is a 40K. It's a beautiful shot.
Yeah.
It's like $8 on the market.
But that's really cool, because you know what? A good way to collect for people who don't know how to collect, because I was looking back, I'm like, what do I want to collect? I don't want to get the complete sets that everybody gets. I just want to get the best moments of this past season. Or maybe the season before, and collect them. That'd be really cool. I don't care about the rest. There's too many plays in an NBA season. Yeah. This is a really cool way of seeing them, because what we've just watched are some of my favorite plays of the year. And I've actually wondered how I could ever find them. And actually just, I didn't want to go through the entire catalog, right? So I think this is really cool, man. And a lot of them are very cheap. Like that Cole is, well, I can't say very cheap, but it's still affordable. Yeah. And this is a really cool concept, man, because I've been struggling with a way to collect. I don't know how to do, you know, collect. I don't know what to keep and what not to keep, what I'll care about in 5 years. I think this is a really cool thing, and it really helps because you get kind of the opinions of a lot of people. So I love it.
I agree with you, Phil D. And this is something I remember even, Phil D, when you were joining and you're like, hey, like, what are the best moments here? What am I looking for? And back then, we only really had series one, too. So it was just like, here's a bunch of bubble moments and from the half season from the year before. And now, you know, there's over like, you know, almost 1200 different plays now in Top Shot. So it's like it's going to be so hard to distinguish between these. That this will actually be like a really nice aggregate. Yeah,
I love that one.
Look at this, man. That's only my second time seeing it. I don't even know where to find it.
You got Mellow. Yeah.
I could see, Moment Nerd, I could see, and I mean, this is, I don't know. Oh, here's the Anthony Edwards one again. That's cool. It's cool to see the same moment come back, too. That's really cool. What number one
absolutely
was. Nice. And Cole again.
Yeah, I had to pick this one up. Yeah.
You know what's cool about this too, Moment Nerd, and I don't know if they've hit you up or anything like that, but I could see this being part, something like this being part of the Top Shot interface one day. Not just hey, go and vote. Because the idea of voting is also a really great way to discover moments, I find. You know, that it's just like for people that are new, it's like, hey, it's one thing to look at the marketplace, like, hey, here's thousands of moments. And then you got to go ahead and Discord and be like, hey, what's up? Or you go look at like the Moment Nerd rank or read Packer Ewing's blog. But even putting these scores on some of the moments, you know, that could be cool as well. So then that's like an extra like marketplace metric of just like, you know, almost like a Yelp reviews or something like that.
I love it. I absolutely love it.
Top 10 restaurants in New York City, or, you know, top 10 dunks on Top Shot, right? Same kind of searchability.
It's great because I would never be looking up a Caleb Martin moment for any right? reason.
Yeah.
Would I waste more than 2 minutes on that? But if I saw a high score on it, I'd be like, okay, let's check this out. And then you have that play, right? Really cool. Yeah. I don't think I had ever come across that one with all the moments we've seen. So,
I could also see Phil D that it's just like, maybe one day moments might be worth more because they have a high ranking like this, right? Like that's what you should actually create. Whereas like, and like you're saying, right. It's like on any given day, you're not really going and looking for Caleb Martin highlights unless you're like a Caleb Martin super fan or Hornets fan. But with this, it's like, if you're seeing that it's like, hey, Caleb Martin's highlight is in the top 10 highest ranked plays on Top Shot,
yes,
that's a new dimension, and that's like a new dimension to the fandom that Top Shot brings. They must be thrilled that you're building stuff like this, Moment Nerd.
Yeah, I mean, they reached out. I think I got access to a Discord, which is great. Ooh. And then
we love secret Discords. Tell us more.
Secret Discord is it like the Cool Cats one with Rohan and NBA players?
Yeah, no, it's not that one. No, that's for the
Josh Hart. Let me guess: Josh Hart, Terrence Ross, Rohan,
Tyrese Halliburton,
Jacob,
Ross Gold.
They've been reaching out, little things here and there, and
nice.
They've been nice. Yeah.
Well deserved. Yeah, sure, man.
What else you got planned, Moment Nerd?
Nothing, honestly. I'm just kind of taking it day by day. Like,
wow.
I'm just a fan. Like, I just like building stuff. And you know, sometimes I come across something on Twitter and it just, you know, inspires me to do something little. I'm kind of lazy. Like, I'm going to take this down probably in a week or so. And all the data I'm going to leave up, it's just shared totally open so everybody can play with it. But, you know, let's kind of see what happens, see what's up. Yeah, no plans.
Cool, man. Well, that's really good for you. I like that. When did you, sorry if we covered this, when did you actually discover Top Shot?
So I was like, you know, a lot of people end of February, kind of in that range, you know, got a text from some buddies and then, you know, just got in there and started looking at it. And it's like, oh, these are math problems about basketball that I can solve and earn some money and like, sign me up. Like, this is just my thing. Perfect for me. So love basketball, just have been having a blast with the community and all the other aspects of it. So it's been great.
Cool, man. That's awesome. We do got to move on to trivia. We got some trivia for you since you are the Moment Nerd and Phil D has prepared NBA nerd trivia specifically for you. Before we do that, chat, we got to get to another giveaway. You got to type in the man who's here. You got to type in Moment Nerd into the chat. And this is going to be for a nice, spicy Nikola Jokic, 35,000 LE, the new reigning MVP. He'll be MVP for a year, which is great. Great for him. Great to see him finally getting recognized. And Phil D, you always say big men don't get any love on Top Shot. I don't think he got much of a boost this week despite winning MVP.
Nothing, man. Nobody cares about big guys on Top Shot.
I think some of his moment prices went down, actually. So
yeah, that's always like that, man. All those guys are the same, man. You buy into Sabonis, Embiid, all those guys, it never goes up. It never does. I don't know what it is. There's just nothing appealing about the big guys. I don't know.
Yeah.
Right? Exactly, it's all the same to people, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, man. Okay. I think we're ready for trivia.
All right.
Producer Quad is going to be picking a winner in the background there. Phil D, floor is yours.
Okay. Mr. Moment, how are you feeling about this trivia? Because a lot of the people who've come on the show have been absolutely assaulted with this trivia. And some have done well, some have done not so well. There are sometimes right answers. I love wrong answers. So bring everything you have. Hopefully you feel good about it.
Yeah, I'm extremely nervous. I don't know if I'm more nervous about getting them wrong or like getting them right away and just like really being a total nerd. They're never that easy
that you'll get them right away, but we'll give it a shot. All right, question number one, and chat, you can help them out. According to Google search, who is the biggest nerd in the world? You have 5 seconds.
I'm guessing Bill Gates. Is it Bill Gates?
No, people the biggest... Maybe the chat will get this. I'm sure the chat will get it. We'll give them a couple of seconds. You were wrong, Moment Nerd, unfortunately. So that's 0-1. But I will give you the answer, and I will tell you.
Steve Urkel. Can I say Steve Urkel?
No, that's probably a celebrity nerd. The actual Steve Urkel is not much of a nerd, to be honest. Remember that guy? He's got like all these crazy earrings and this wild lifestyle.
Dude, I always found – hold on. This is to interrupt for a real quick second, Phil D., I always found, do you remember on Family Matters when Steve Urkel became Stefan Urkel?
Yeah.
And he was just like, and he was, do you not find that that looks exactly like CJ McCollum? Do you not find that CJ McCollum looks the exact same as Stefan Urkel?
Yes.
Honestly, go look it up. On Google, people have paired them together, man. I'm telling you, it looks the same.
That's right.
I'm just going to throw that theory out there.
And while we're on TV, TV nerds, rest in peace to one of the best, Screech, who recently passed. Right. That was one of our favorites when we were kids, man. Screech was the ultimate nerd. Actually, I'll ask you something on the fly. What was Screech's girlfriend's name, Moment Nerd? She was a big nerd, too.
Oh, I can picture her.
LG doesn't even know this. Don't look it up, LG.
Not Lisa. It's
Lisa was the girl that he...
I'm sure the chat will blow this up. And she's a famous actress, too, right?
Yeah.
It was Tori Spelling. Was his girlfriend on the show?
That's right.
Tori Spelling on the show was a huge nerd, went by the name of Violet.
Violet.
Yes.
The power couple.
Oh, yeah.
All right. That wasn't part of the trivia, but I thought
not part of the trivia. Yeah.
Someone got it. Do you see that? Wow.
Somebody wrote it. Yeah.
Okay. Moving on. All right. You ready? We're going back to the NBA here, Moment Nerd. Okay. All right. I'm 7 feet tall.
Who is the biggest? Who is the biggest nerd in the world?
Oh, we didn't even get to that. I went right at the Violet. Okay, biggest nerd in the world is Michael Thomason, who owns 11,000 video games. That's according to Google search. It shows up right away. His name is in huge letters, and it says that a week ago he owned 10,400 video games, but that now he owns over 11,000. So I'm not sure what he's been up to the last week, but he's the world's biggest nerd, according to Google, not unofficial stuff. All right.
Okay.
Next question. I am 7 feet tall. I'm from Serbia. I play basketball. I participated in the 2017 Michael Jordan Brand Classic Camp. I look like a nerd, and Mick on Twitter is absolutely obsessed with me. Who am I?
From Serbia.
I can't give you.
It's not Bogdan. Bogdan.
I mean, I know who Mick. I know who MB Spotter is obsessed with. So
that was another clue, just in case. But it's not everybody would know that. And I don't know if our producer can get a picture of this player up, because at his press conference, his Moment Nerd, he's been rocking the major nerd look in the last little while of the season, and he got a lot of playing time at the end of the year. Because he was on a team that is pretty much going through a youth movement right now, with all players that would never usually play in NBA games. So I'll give you like 5 seconds. Chad is probably all over this. LG's looking for a good picture. He's struggling right now.
I'm ready to play it.
All right, just throw it up and let's see if Moment Nerd can get this. Right, the name is very difficult to say. Oh. I love the look.
I knew the picture, but I just did not know the name. But
all right. Yeah, see, all right. We're struggling here, Moment Nerd. We're struggling with the nerd stuff.
It's like my college roommate right there. Yeah.
I'll go with a bit of an easier one, and you might laugh at this. You may know this or you may not. Which former NBA All-Star, NBA champion, and future Hall of Famer had a massive obsession with Dungeons and Dragons, making him one of the biggest nerds in NBA history? Again, he's an NBA All-Star, NBA champion, and future Hall of Famer. I don't know what other hints I can give. I could probably give some other hints, but he was the most obsessed player ever with Dungeons and Dragons. And according to Google, if you like Dungeons and Dragons, it qualifies you as a nerd. No matter what. No matter what it says.
Yeah. I'm not a D&D guy. I don't even have a guess.
I would love to know if the chat knows this. I bet if you Google it, probably shows up right away.
Honestly, the only person I can think of that's famous who loves Dungeons and Dragons is Vin Diesel. And that's the only person I can think of that is like not an out of place, what you would assume is an out of place nerd, you know, for considering the kind of characters he plays. But
all right,
I guess Chronicles of Riddick is kind of nerdy.
I guess I could say his coach is one of the oldest coaches in the NBA, but that won't say too much. The answer is Tim Duncan had a major obsession with Dungeons and Dragons. Was part of all sorts of groups and communities and big events and all that.
Oh wow, the chat knew.
The chat knows because they use Google, man. At least Moment Nerd is being honest here. Vin Diesel did not win an NBA championship, not Hall of Famer. I think you missed that part, whoever answered that, so you're wrong. All right, we've got two left. This is a good one,
all right.
It's a bit of a riddle here. Which animals are the biggest nerds?
Oh boy.
I know this is a rough one, Moment Nerd. You're struggling. Like, who was it? Someone a couple weeks ago was really struggling through these. I've been making them really difficult, but I think the last one you'll get.
Animal that's the biggest nerd. I don't know, like an anteater? I'm struggling. Okay.
The answer is, are you ready? You had it wrong.
I'm ready, okay.
The answer is fish, because they spend all their time in school.
That's terrible.
All right. This last one to save face, multiple choice question to end the trivia for the night, Moment Nerd. You have a chance to redeem yourself here, okay? This is one of those where nothing else matters. If you get this one right, you win the game, all right? I Googled what some of the hardest questions ever in history of questions are, okay? I wrote what would be the hardest question for a nerd to answer, and it gave me like 7 or 8 of them. I picked the best one listed.
Okay.
What company piloted a chicken-flavored nail polish recently? Is it Church's Chicken, KFC, Popeyes, or Mary Brown's? One of them piloted a chicken-flavored nail polish very recently, and this is apparently a question that not a single nerd on the planet would be able to answer.
Oh, I've got to go Popeyes.
It was KFC. I remember seeing that. Yeah, okay.
The original question actually says finger looking good. I'm like, no, I'm not saying that. That's like giving it away. Who would not know that, right?
Yeah.
So you know what, though? Although you didn't get one right, Moment Nerd, you were a real sport for playing. I tend to make these really difficult and kind of wild. We've stumped quite a few people, but thanks for playing, man. That was really good. Our chat actually did pretty well, but they're using Google while they're doing this, right? So You did it the fair way. You didn't cheat, so you deserve some props for that, man. Thank you for playing.
All right. That was super fun. Thank you. Yeah,
I'm getting reports, and maybe some people mentioned in the chat, but I'm seeing in Discord that Top Shot is now under maintenance. I noticed in the corner of my eye that it went under maintenance like maybe 5 minutes ago, 5-10 minutes ago. But apparently, people were receiving playoff moments.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Like a big surprise where we're all going to have playoff.
I don't know. It was a big surprise, but we had.
Let's log in. Hurry.
Yeah, I got a few messages, people saying, hey, apparently people were starting to receive playoff moments. So I don't know what that means, man. I don't know. And now the site's under maintenance. So clearly something going on.
So what it is it's probably everyone who does not qualify for the holo drop is getting free moments.
Yeah, I don't know.
If it'd be that after all the chaos this afternoon, they're trying to keep people happy. The gift 2.0. Man.
Moment Nerd, it's been a pleasure to have you. Hope you enjoyed the trivia and thank you. I think on behalf of us and the whole community, thanks for building these tools in your spare time, man. They're super cool. And I feel like they'll be really beneficial, probably giving Top Shot a lot of ideas in terms of cool stuff they can integrate. Where can people follow you? Where people can find you and see your work?
Yeah, well, I'm on Twitter at the Moment Nerd, and then momentnerd.com. I've got an email, so if you guys want early access, sign up. You don't have to sign up, but I'll shoot off an email if I'm working on something. So yeah, nice. Sounds
great. Right on.
Nice, man. Cool. Congrats on the site. It's really cool. I'm going to be checking that out a lot more now. So I haven't had a chance to, but after seeing what I saw today, I'm super interested, and it's going to help me a lot with my purchases.
Awesome. Yeah, thanks for having me on. I'm a huge fan, guys. So it's been awesome,
man. Appreciate it.
Thanks, right. Moment Nerd.
All right, cheers, Moment Nerd. Take it easy, man.
All right.
Well,
LG, I am fading into darkness.
Do this every time, man.
It's coming to an end, man. What is happening?
So we're just getting starting summer. Man, I got to say, also, Quad, where are you? Quad, what's happening with the Zed drop? It's postponed?
Look at the look on his face. This is not good.
It's gone. Zed drop is postponed.
It's been postponed.
Come on, man.
The weekend.
Here we go. Yeah. Here's the full update.
Get that
update
out of here.
Coming on Monday. Sergeant That's tough. Stogie. It's we started the show with, hey, everybody's excited about NFTs. It's buzzing today. And now an hour in, there's issues all around. Playoff moments are being dropped to people's accounts by mistake. Zed drop is gone. Quad, you're one of the people who alerted me that people are receiving moments. Can you tell us real quick what's going on there?
What is happening?
Tell us. I just saw on Twitter, I saw the LeBron James moment posted for sale for $666.
What?
And shout out to T Smoove in the Discord. He alerted us that it was for sale.
And yeah, the fact that they shut the website down instantly, they obviously hit the panic button. And we have not seen that panic button hit since that drop where people were sneaking through the back door like bandits to buy legendary packs. Do you remember that? Way back when everybody was stuck in the queue.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, people were sliding in like bandits, stealing all the packs.
Quad wasn't even alive then. He wasn't even alive then in NFT land. He was still just living in back then. Quad was just still living like a quiet, normal life back then. So yeah, he was still out on the pasture like a.
I looked 10 years younger for sure.
Yeah. This is great.
It's been a hard life in NFTs for Quad. He's only 12. All right.
I love this. Okay. I'm here for the chaos, man. I'm obsessed with this stuff.
Well, the next person we got on is a topical, special last minute guest. We're going to welcome first mint debut, absolutely, and someone who dropped one of their own NFTs, a huge NFT drop from earlier this week, yesterday or the day before. Everybody, please welcome to the first mint, Mitch from the Gutter Cat Gang.
Super excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, Mitch.
Yo, Mitch. What's up, man? Are you, there's a lot of questions I want to ask you, but are you observing the Zed drop and getting some memories from the other day or what happened with you guys? Are you just kind of feeling for them right now? Are you feeling it for them right now? You know, knowing kind of what they're going through.
We definitely know what they went through. You know, our drop definitely was not flawless, to say the least. So much stuff, you know, can happen in that hour or two before mm-hmm. you launch. And it was a crazy experience, just kind of video calling with my two other co-founders for those couple hours before we launched. And we can get into that later if you want. But yeah, it was pretty wild.
But let's get into it in a minute. First of all, there's probably a lot of people who might, despite when you spend a lot of time on Twitter, it feels like everybody knows everything about NFTs. Yeah. But once you step out of that a little bit, a lot of people a lot of people have normal lives, normal jobs where they can't follow every single little detail. Tell us about the Gutter Cat Gang. I'm just going to pull it up here. Here we go. Tell us what's going on with this project, man. Tell us about this.
Okay, cool. Yeah. I mean, my partners and I have been pretty deep into the crypto space. You know, for 5 or 6 years or so, trading, investing, all that kind of stuff. recently getting into the NFT side of things with Top Shot, you know, the apes, the bonsais. One of my partners even has a little pigs puppy, which is pretty cute. We really saw like a lot of opportunity for growth with the avatars, and everyone on the internet loves cats. Everyone on the internet loves hip hop. We thought there was a huge space there. And so we kind of just were joking around one day and then kept making progress with it, And, you know, started promoting it on Twitter a little bit, and the reception was just crazy. And we just kind of ran with it from there.
Nice.
Now, wow. These are awesome, man. I'm not going to lie. Like we get so many projects thrown our way, and I hadn't even noticed because I kind of just bypass all these things. But LG told me, he's like, dude, you need to get into this Gutter Cats Discord. And you know me, I love I love chaos, man. So I didn't really care about the project. I just wanted to join.
That's not how it went down. I think it was definitely Quad. Quad is the person who alerts us to every NFT project that's happening at any moment. And he's like, okay, this Gutter Cat thing is happening. We've been hearing the rumors, right? And famously, if you literally rewind a week to when we were talking with Josh Ong and we were talking about Bored Apes Yacht Club, and then Phil called me out for when he was like, should I get in on the apes? And I said, no, forget it. That project will be gone in a week. And now each ape is worth like two ETH, and he should have gotten in. So then this was just like, I was like, all right, these cats are coming. And I was like, I'll go explore. And then I joined the Discord. And then immediately people were in the Discord were like, oh, it's LG. And they're like, where's Phil? So then Phil came into the Discord and it was like immediate chaos.
Okay. But I love chaos. You told me it was chaos.
Part of that. Oh, yeah. Chaos in a good way. Part of the buzz that was kind of starting the day before. Mitch, can you tell us like, you know, the last like week before you guys were launching, you know, kind of what's that like? Like, tell us, give us a bit of behind the scenes of like launching a project like this. Not sure if it's going to be catch fire or not. Yeah. And also, you know, what the steps look like up until the launch.
Yeah. So from people that have been following us since the beginning, we actually pivoted quite a few times from when we first started announcing on Twitter to when we launched a couple of days ago. At the beginning, we were planning on lazy minting on OpenSea. And as soon as we, you know, made that decision public, we had a huge amount of backlash. And we responded right away. We're like, hey, we're not doing this anymore. Let's pivot. So we brought on some great developers on the team to kind of help go the different direction, throwing up a website, writing the smart contract, and getting this thing, you know, ready to launch with random minting on our website. Mm-hmm. So that was a huge pivot. Even up until the last week, we were still, you know, finalizing variants, taking out hats, adding in hats. So if you look through some of our marketing materials, there's, you know, properties that are no longer there, and there's other ones that have been added since. We kind of listened to some of the community feedback that was, you know, happening in Discord, happening in Twitter. Like, oh, we love the basketball jerseys. So we, you know, we added a Dwayne Wade, we added MJ, we added a couple more, a couple of the hats that weren't, you know, getting a lot of love. We took those out. So it was, you know, crazy and a lot of stuff happening all the way up until the point where we felt we were ready to launch. We didn't want to wait too long. We really felt like the community wanted it, and we didn't want another project to come in and try to kind of, you know, play off our idea and launch something similar too soon. So we had our contract audited a few times. We felt, you know, pretty confident with it. In hindsight, you know, it wasn't as perfect as some people would have hoped. I think we can get into the whole launch thing if you want.
Absolutely, man. And I'll say like, we were kind of front and center because we got the notice that you guys were releasing early, and then we kind of followed in a Discord. But, you know, we're all for like trying to encourage as much transparency as possible. Yeah. And, you know, you see different projects kind of work through that, right? Like a Top Shot has an issue. You know, sometimes they come out with a message right away. Other times they kind of wait to figure out what's wrong and whatever. Yeah. Zed clearly kind of working through some issues today. You know, for guys clearly kind of first timers here, tell us kind of what happened and then what that decision process was like.
Yeah. So the few hours in the Discord coming up to our launch, as you guys know, I think I saw you guys in there. It was pretty wild. The numbers of active users were like, you know, getting in the 1,000, 1,500. It was wild. Messages were happening everywhere. We're having to slow people down.
Some big names in there too. Dingling dropped in at one point.
Yeah. There were some big names. We really didn't know what was going to happen once we launched. Like if it was at that point, you know, we thought we had a pretty good idea that it would sell out at that point. But we pretty much had a subdomain that we were going to be using on our main website for the people to go and buy from. We didn't publish that to anyone. On that subdomain, we also had a countdown timer just in case anyone found it. And that was kind of hiding, you know, the mint now button. And someone, you know, did find the subdomain a couple hours before. we're really monitoring, you know, EtherScan at that point, making sure no one's actually minting yet. And about 40 minutes before launch, we're just on a group chat with me and my two partners, and we see, oh shit, you know, someone just minted a cat. And I'm like, what are we gonna do? So we really just, you know, had a game time decision. We're like, what do we do? You know, do we just shut everything down? Yeah.
That was awesome.
Like, watch it. Oh, he minted another cat. Okay, like, let's just tell everyone and try to get all of them before he mints them all, and he lets his friends mint them all. So we, you know, had to make a crazy announcement in Discord, and then after that, it was just complete madness, and we sold out. And I don't know how many minutes it was, but it was completely.
It was like 10 minutes or something.
It was less than, yeah.
You know, Mitch, I was at work, okay, and I've got all these. I don't even know how to work Discord properly. Some of the Discords I'm in, they give me no notifications for anything. The cats one gives me like 1,000 gazillion notifications. I'm at work. My phone's blowing up. I'm training interns this week. I don't have time to do anything, but I don't want to miss this drop. Yeah. So I'm following messages, but I can't really keep up. All of a sudden I see, due to an unforeseen issue, we're going now. I'm like, no, not now, man. But when I heard what had happened, I was like, that's the funniest thing. It's like water's starting to get into the ship, so let's just sink the whole damn thing immediately. And yeah, let's go, man. Right?
It was long. Yeah, it was a game time decision, and we said, let's go. We were actually planning on like pre-minting 5 or 6 for our promotional giveaways at a time. We didn't even get a chance to do that. We ended that's up crazy. Minting the very last one. And so we also wanted to give, you know, free cats to our mods. So after we had to buy, you know, 20 or 30 cats in the after sale market to give to our mods, to give to our promotion winners, to do our liquidity pool with. So, and all of us personally actually didn't get any cats in the initial sale either. We all had to buy in the secondary market as well. So it was madness. We didn't even know like what to do. You know, we were pretty happy with how things ended up. Our community has, you know, come together. I think everyone was kind of pissed at the beginning who, you know, had been waiting for the actual drop time to get a cat. And luckily, the after sale market, you know, it wasn't super high right after. Right now, I think the floor is around 0.3. So it's definitely getting up there now. But yeah, the community has been absolutely amazing. It's one of the strongest Discord communities I've ever been in or seen. And every day is just hilarious in there from people sharing their
Pictures
of their real cats, cat memes. People are writing these like long, elaborate stories of their cats and their backstories and stuff like that. Nice. So that's pretty awesome.
That's awesome.
Wow. Well, okay, hold on. LG, yeah, breaking news here. Sorry, Mitch. I got to break this news from Top Shot real quick, okay? Because a lot of our audience are into this about these packs. It says there was an issue in which 40 accounts were able to purchase playoff packs early. So that sounds like your drop there, Mitch. So must be the same guy, man. Like, we got to find this guy. It's probably that guy with that weird voice. But it says some of these accounts managed to sell moments. So can you imagine owning those playoff moments right now? That's like gold, man, 24 hours ahead of time. Wow. So, yeah. I mean, I wish Top Shot had done like you, Mitch, and said, you know what? To hell with it. Open drop them now. All hell breaks loose, right? Oh now this, because I think you kind of offset it by what you guys did. You didn't allow this person to go nuts. You didn't allow people to trash your project because that happened. You just said, all right, we had never really told you when we were going live. Because this happened, we're going. Go get your cats, and here we are, right? So I think the move was a good one, man.
Yeah, the people, you know, that were in the Discord that were most active in the community were the ones that were there, like, ready to go. And, you know, some people that had been OGs in there weren't able to get some. We've made it right with, you know, as many people as we can. We're in the process of making it right with some people who, you know, wasted a couple $100 on gas here and there and things like that. So we're here for the long run, and, you know, we can't wait to see how this community develops. we didn't really write the end of their story because we want that to be a kind of collective thing that all the cat owners, cat gang does together. So we have plans to, like, you know, have people submit story arcs, vote on those, turn those into comics, do all sorts of crazy stuff. So this is just the beginning for us.
Nice. That's good, awesome, man. That's good to hear. It's good to see you and to hear from you. I think that always goes a long way. I don't know if you followed last week. We had the Bonsai guys on, and they came on and they were having fun, which was great. But then some people in their community didn't think it was that funny. I was honestly dying with laughter. We thought it was hilarious, but I think for Bonsai, people were maybe thinking they were going to be a little bit more. Come a little bit more sophisticated or something like that, because it's supposed to be the Zen
tree. I didn't see the episode. I'll check that out after.
Oh, you check it. Yeah. Well, just they pretty much came on with like auto tune voices.
They masked their voices,
which was hilarious.
Didn't show their faces.
They were anon, which is fine. But then it's like, what, you know, one of them who's the artist, and then I asked him about. I was like, tell us about like what inspired these trees, and then he went into like, you know, really beautiful description about like why they wanted to make these trees, but it was auto-tuned the whole time. So it was just like,
he was singing the whole time.
People in the chat were like, oh, what the hell's going on? And they, you know,
specifically said, oh wow, this project is folding. These guys, they said that when someone does that, it means they're running for their lives like next week and the whole project is going to be gone.
But what I'm saying is
they have to take it off and like explain to their community.
It's all right. Good lesson for everybody that, you know, maybe your community expects one thing versus a different thing that you're going to present, whatever. But Mitch, I think people appreciate seeing you. I think they've appreciated the flexibility and the transparency from your end. And like we're learning today, again, you know, dropping NFTs, still not an exact science, man. Like things happen. Even a big, you know, a big wealthy company like Dapper that has a lot of funding and a huge team, you know, their system also not perfect yet, right? So it's good to hear you guys got your head on straight. You're building for the future and very, very keen to see. I did try and buy some and the gas, I didn't pump up the gas in time and I didn't get any, but I have been watching secondary market. So and I did notice I got removed like from the token gated part of the Discord today because then I didn't have one. So I gotta go get one and get back in.
LG
there, so.
Gets the boot. I have an admission to make, Mitch. I have to admit something. I was so upset that the drop went down when I wasn't available and I wasn't able to get on. And then I kept getting the notifications for the next like 5 or 6 hours, and I don't even know how to take them off or like control them. So I left the Discord because I was so angry that night. And the notifications were irritating me even more. Even though I love interacting in there, I just couldn't take it anymore. So hopefully things have settled down because I love being in there, whether I have a cat or not. I think the people in there are great. I've been laughing ever since I joined it. It's just pure chaos. It's my type of vibe. So I'll be joining back soon.
Come back in, mute the notifications. And
I got to figure that part out, man, for sure.
Phil, you better get a cat before they go to 2 ETH, man. Don't wait like Bored Apes where it was like it was hovering around this price for a while, then it went to 2 ETH,
that's
man.
That's right.
Don't let that happen.
There's still time. Our floor is at 0.3 right now. So,
Mish, before we let you go, we are going to do a quick giveaway on your behalf. It's going to be a Top Shot moment. Everybody, for the next giveaway, this is going to be, I guess we'll do a Ja Morant. I don't think he has a cool cat moment. We'll do a Ja Morant 35,000 LE. Type in Gutter Cat into the chat on Twitch. Get cut Gutter, or you know what, Gutter Cat Gang as one word. There Type it all in. Gutter Cat Gang, one big word, juicy there. Mitch, for those that don't know, where can they find you in the project?
So I'm Gutter Mitch on Discord, Mitch Jones on Twitter. You'll definitely find me in there. I'm there in there every day. And just join those two communities and, you know, get in touch. And we'd love to talk to you guys and love for you to join. And keep it gutter.
Love it.
And where are you located, Mitch? I always like asking that. I love
personal question, man. Hey, those guys just made millions on selling NFTs. It up.
Nobody will know.
Wow.
Check out the Mahi Mahi behind us.
Okay. I guess that means, listen, Mitch, hold on. You're talking to Canadians here. We see, actually, I've never seen a moose in my life, but I see like, I saw Canadian geese today. So I know about that, but I don't know. You got to help me out, man. What is that? Florida?
South Florida, man.
All right. That's what I thought. Okay. I know my Florida a little bit. So there, we're good. Nice, man. Okay. Well, congrats on the project for sure.
All right. Well, pleasure to be on, guys. And let's do it again sometime.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Cheers, man. Mitch.
All right, Mitch. Take it easy.
Woo. Man,
wow!
I like this NFT marathon. I like talking about other projects and stuff like that. It's fun, especially while it always happens. Phil, we talk about this every time, and we're gonna get to our last guest, probably most special guest so far today. Everybody's special. This one's awesome. It happens every time that during like right before our show, something happens on Top Shot. And this time, this is like one of the most scandalous things in a while, is that the people are able to buy packs. I love it, man.
I absolutely love this. Now, I want to know, I wish we could get someone from Top Shot on here right now. I want to know what they're going to do. Are they going to keep the marketplace closed the rest of the night until that drop tomorrow? Or are they going to allow the market to circulate these 40 playoff moments for the next, you know, because these 40 moments could go down in history.
It looks like they, reading the message from Jacob in Discord,
you can't take them away now.
These moments won't be listable in the marketplace until after the playoff packs.
Come on,
which is, I understand, but you know, if
how exclusive would these be? Seriously,
I'm gonna wrap this into what Rohan was saying in Office Hours last week, is that in the future, that's something that ideally Top Shot can't do, because you should be able to take your moments and go do whatever you want with them, which is true to kind of the spirit of NFTs. Top Shot's still kind of working through that, obviously, on the Flow blockchain. But ideally, you know, hopefully they kind of work out the issues and stuff like that before we get to that point where we have that, you know, interoperability, take stuff wherever we want. Phil D, we got about 10 minutes left on the show. We got one more giveaway to do, but if you guys hang out on Twitter, we retweeted this earlier. We have a member of the community who wrote a poem about the first mint that I read, and it was like, I never thought ever in my life that we'd be at the point where people write poems about us. It's very flattering. The poem is also freaking excellent. We're going to read it out today. We're also going to wrap it into this week's challenge. Before we do that, let's introduce the author of the poem. Karma Sase. He's going to tell us how to say his name, but Karma Chache. Karma.
Wow, man.
Holy shit. I'm on first mint.
You're on the first mint, man. Wow, is it Karma Chachi? Karma Chachi?
Hey, that's pretty good, man. So the it's part of my last name. My last name is, like, I grew up saying Kakasi, but the correct way is Kakache.
Oh,
so
okay,
yeah, you're pretty much like so the name, to give you a little background on the name, and I know we're kind of limited on time and everything, but
okay, man.
The name is kind of like yin and yang, but wrapped with family. So so Kakache actually means like sinister or evil. it just happens.
Whoa.
Oh, wow. The first part, right? Okay, part, okay, hang on. I'm not, the karma part, right? Like CA, you got karma plus the Kakache part. So you've got kind of the good and evil together. But the karma is actually the CARM is the first letters of myself, my wife, and my two kids. So it's like family, cool, but also like whole yin and yang thing. I try to put like layers into everything. So
nice, thank you guys for having
me. I can tell. And you know what? I'll tell you right now, the biggest fan of that poem, LG, you tell the audience who it was. We received a text like instantly from who?
From mom.
Oh, yeah.
Karma,
I don't know how long you've been in Top Shot or how long you've been watching the show, but you'll know that on the very first episode but the reveal of the show is that I revealed that Phil and I are brothers, but that also our mom is on Top Shot, and that she had gotten a Cool Cats pack and sold the Devin Booker in it for $400.
The one that I needed.
She is definitely watching tonight. And she keeps a close eye, and immediately, like within like 30 minutes of us tweeting it the other day, she was like, "Oh my god, what's this amazing poem?" So I guarantee you, that's somewhere up on the wall already you know. So, but I do love this poem. Awesome. Before we look at it, Karma, tell us real quick. Tell us about your Top Shot journey. How long you've been around? Do you qualify for the holo drop? I'm assuming nobody does.
I do not. I tried to check and we were in maintenance, but I think I'm at like 3,000 or so. I don't qualify. We're chatting about it, you know.
Do you know why we're in maintenance? Have you been following the breaking news?
Yeah, I've been following you guys on here.
he's been in the green room for like half an hour.
But a lot of time our guests don't listen to what we're saying. They're just doing other stuff till it's their turn. Give us your thoughts on what just went down. And did you end up getting a pack?
No, it wasn't me. I wasn't creeping in there trying to get early packs or anything. But yeah,
I don't know who these people are, man.
It's crazy. Like, it's just like the gutter kitties or cats or whatever, right? Like,
yeah, that's right.
You know, I'm mixing up, you know, crypto kitties and so on, but
it all blends together. Oh boy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right on. Exactly. Right on. All right. Well, let's look at this poem. I'm going to pull it up, and you know, you're going to have to tell us about it there, Karma. So okay. let's see.
Before we get to the poem, could I just give I want to just shout out and just give gratitude more than a shout out than anything.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
First off, like, thank you guys. You know, like, that's where the poem came from. Is like, I came into Top Shot, I don't know if I can drop F-bombs, but I don't know what the hell I was doing.
Yeah. You say whatever the fuck you want, man.
It's been done many times in this place, man. Especially when Plugs was on here regularly.
You know, me and a few friends, we got into it and we're like, what do? Who do we buy? Like, we're all basketball guys, first off. Like, love basketball. That's been the thread since the beginning. Like, I've grown up playing ball. Like, a lot of my friendships are through ball, coach the year. Like, just basketball has been a common thread. And I probably wouldn't be into NFTs if Dapper didn't choose the NBA as the IP. So it started there. So I'm just, you know, thankful for you guys for kind of being a light to kind of show new users where to go and whatnot. And like, that's honestly where it came from. And I just want to say thanks to my friends too, that kind of are on this journey with me and kind of, you know, learning through it all and whatnot. I do have a friend who's planning to release a project. We're in Hawaii, so there's a handful of us out in Hawaii. So if anybody else is in Hawaii and wants to reach out and, you know, whatnot. But I'm not Hawaiian. He's Hawaiian. He's got some other Hawaiian, you know, partnerships and so forth. And that have names beyond just Hawaii, that would be recognizable. I'm just going to kind of leave it at that. So that's exciting. I want to shout out Mac Nuts. He's my boy.
Wow. Mac Nuts.
He's my boy who I found on Twitter. He's on the Big Island, another local boy. So I just wanted to shout him out. And another thing I'd mentioned to LG a little bit, like, there's been a push for poem NFTs. I know that there's probably not, you know, like, part of the poem that I wrote, like, the message in it, right, it starts off with like, the first mint is this creation thing, right? It's the very first, it happens. And then at the end of it, we're talking about like this bridge, like how you guys kind of highlight other projects and so forth. Like, it's Top Shot centric, but there's other projects that are happening. And that's been a big part of my experience. Like, I got in, I love ball. I'm going to be in Top Shot long term, you know, forget all the FUD and all that. Like, I'm in it. But there's so many different things like you're highlighting now, like the Gutter Cats and so forth. There's so many other projects. And the art space is just unreal, man. Like, if you guys get into that, I mean, I know that's not everybody's thing, but like, there's just some amazing artists. Arkin Nair, he's someone that I've been following. I'm gonna shout him out. Nice. And yeah, it's just been awesome. Just two last names I want to mention is just Art Chick, because she was kind of the common thread. LG, right? Like, you had retweeted.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Art Chick's great. Yeah.
Yeah, you had retweeted the give me NFTs or give me death. And I was like, dude, you made it. The art chick, just kind of messing with her, right? Kind of poking fun at her. You got retweeted by LG. So she's awesome because she's kind of pushing the whole poem NFTs with Ether Poem. So if you guys haven't looked at that, definitely something to check out. And then also Anonymous Nobody, who's another punk guy. He's kind of rough around the edges a little bit, but the guy, he's doing awesome stuff for teachers. So I'm a teacher in Hawaii. And we're all in this like group, DM together, and he's doing giveaways for teachers. Like, he's dropping like $1,000 here and there. He's doing fundraisers and people drop ETH in there. And once they reach 1,000, he does a giveaway. And I literally yesterday won $1,000 from the guy, you know? So
wow.
Like, wow, a lot of respect to him, man. You know,
Phil D's like, just, what's that name? Yeah, give me that again.
He better get a shout out. Like, I'm gonna say, Carl,
exactly.
Like, listen,
exactly.
Yeah. This is really good stuff, man. But it's reminding me like of an Oscar speech here. I mean, we're giving you the props for the poem, and you're pulling out every person you can think of and thanking you for the journey, man. I like it.
That's the thing.
We'll play the music soon, man.
I was about to cue the music there for a second, but until you said the $1,000, now I need to know more. But yeah, no, it's good stuff. But you're right. There's so many people with great stuff.
This isn't the last time we're going to see Karma. Okay. This isn't the last time we're going to see.
Really?
Because we chatted, and Karma, I hope you're okay with this. We briefly chatted about it.
I'm down, man. Call me in.
Okay. So what we have here, we have the poem, and we're going to get Karma to read it to us in whichever way he sees it. But then the challenge this week, and Karma, I can read it if you want. I can read it as well. Whatever works best. But the challenge this week, chat community, for you guys. Every week we do a challenge. Last week it was, you know, tell us what NFT stands for the chance to win a bonsai tree. That one, we're actually waiting for the bonsai team to judge the entries. There's so many good ones. So they're actually going to tell us who's going to win, hopefully in the next day or two. This week it's challenge number 5 of the first mint. We got the poem here. We're going to put the entry form on Twitter. What you got to do, you got to pick one verse out of this poem. This is for the chat. This is for the people. Pick one verse out of the poem and freestyle it however you see fit. No music, just all spoken word.
Oh, wow.
You got to submit the entry. For submitting the entry, you're entered into a draw to win some moments just from doing it. Try and keep it short. No 10-minute entries. There are 4 lines per verse here. What we're going to do is we're going to pick our top 3 from the entries, and we're going to get all those 3 onto the show next week for, I guess we'll call it First Mint Idol, Karma Idol, Poem Idol, where they are going to come on and freestyle head-to-head. And Karma, you're going to have to be one of the judges on that panel. Who will then award the champion. And the champion will get my premium pack from this week's drop.
Wow.
That I won thanks to the magic of cold brew. It might have a Kevin Durant in there for all you know. The winner is going to win one of those. We're going to have judges on. We're obviously going to need help from the chat to choose the winner.
Chat better be blowing up after that.
People, I like the comments already. Stage frightment.
you're going to have to be like Simon Cowell, man. You're going to have to
amazing entries from people over the last couple weeks for the challenges we've been doing that I feel like we can actually really push the envelope. You know, we started week 1 with some clapping, but the last couple weeks, even the Cool Cats Goodbye, we had one community member sing an entire song for us. Yeah. So now we're going to open it up. We want to see that creative outlet. Karma, I feel like it's going to help celebrate a lot of the creativity and positivity that you were bringing to the space here. So guys, we're going to post that on Twitter. We're going to post it in our newsletter. We're going to talk about it a lot, and we're going to rely on you guys, the community, to help us bring this poem to the screen, to the live stream.
Do I get to judge, LG? Am I allowed to judge, or am I not?
You get to enter as well, Phil D.
I don't want to enter, like, man.
You can enter. Yeah, there's nothing, you know.
Karma, let's decide this now. Are we doing it like Idol style or the Voice style? The Voice, we could go like this, man. We could turn our chairs. And then by listening to the Voices, we press the button, we turn around. Yeah, something like that, man.
I like that. Yeah, I like that.
Because I'm not going to lie. If we see faces we recognize, obviously you're going to be kind of biased, right?
So biased, yeah.
I think we need to kind of hide our faces and pop in when we love what we hear. If we hear Stone Cold Steve Austin, we'll know who it is. We don't need that. I know he'll enter for sure, man. He'll come in guns blazing. But I love the idea, man. I really do. That's a really cool contest, and I hope our listeners are excited for it.
They will respond. I feel we've gotten such good feedback. And again, you don't even have to, you don't have to show your face. This isn't a face. This isn't a beauty contest or anything like that. This is a freestyle. It can be an audio recording. It can be what you can wear a mask. You do whatever you want. So long as it's you reading the poem, you can read it like a rapper. You can read it like a Zen poet, whatever you want. It's up to you guys. That's why it's called freestyle. And we want to hear from you. Also, I'm going to say, I want to hear from Jacob. We had Jacob on the show last time. He said that he didn't get a chance to make it into the clapping video. So maybe he's going to submit for this one. And who knows? Wow. This one's open to Dapper Labs. Great. So that one's open. With that, we are going to wrap up the show. Karma, what I'd love to play us out, I'd love for you to read the poem out as we go. I can do a couple lines as well as you want. While we're doing that, chat, our last giveaway of the night is going to be for a Zion Williamson 4000 CC. To win that one, type in the chat. Let's give this man his due. Type in Karma. I'll just say the way I want. Karma, touch it. Type in the chat, folks, and follow him on Twitter. It's the same handle.
That was awful. You're not reciting any part of that poem, man. That was terrible.
His name's not in the poem, so it's fine.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Your name is in the poem, Phil.
you don't want me reciting this thing.
Okay, let me give the disclaimer. I'm not a slam poet. I'm none of that. You know, like, I write stuff. It's funny because my friends didn't even know I wrote poetry. You know, it's something I've been doing for years. But it was like, wait, what? You write poetry? You're going to be on the first minute? Like, what?
But hold on, Karma. Do you need a beat or something? I think maybe Quad can, our producer can get us a beat. We need some kind of
acapella is fine. Acapella is fine.
Acapella is fine. Yeah, you read it out. Yeah, don't give people too many ideas because they got to come up with their own vibe.
It's gonna mess up my pace. Okay, let's do it. How about LG? You do the last few lines or whatever.
Okay, yeah. I'll do the last stanza or whatever it's called in poetry, yeah. Right? Okay.
Stanza. Look at this guy.
All right, listen, here we go.
This guy. Wow. All right.
This is in honor of Mrs. Doucette, like respect.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Oh. There you go, Mom.
The beginning of a creation event, start of a race, pace not for a sprint, where days feel like weeks and streaks feel like peaks. LG speaks with a calm demeanor, cools the cats when conditions are leaner. For beginners and OGs, all the like, a drop of the mic backed with a purple neon light. Hit the like and subscribe for a positive vibe. Keep expectations low, for with packs, you never know. So sip your cold brew, Top Shot is the glue, connecting parts of the typo right there, connecting parts of the globe and every avenue.
Love it.
New triv from Fildy.
Yes.
Never know what they'll be. Questions are pooled from the depths of the sea, deeper than Dingaling's voice on the stream. Goron and LG, same place, never seen.
Oh,
that's so good.
Said that first mint is the woge of this scene. From seeing stars to would you rather, first mint is far more than what you might gather. LG?
A guy at his house who loves ball and chain is
No, hold on, LG. Go back. That's not how you say it, man. Go back. No. You are doing the pod voice. We want the pod voice, not this. I'm just reading it for the heck of it.
Okay.
That start of that sentence right there is your bread and butter, my brother. I want to hear it.
A guy at his house who loves ball and chain is insane to assume that that's all that this is. First mint's the beginning, but also a bridge, connecting Top Shot to the rest of the NFT village.
Yes. Play the clapping. Play the clapping immediately.
I gotta play the clapping and
cue
we're
the
out.
Clapping.
Thanks, everybody.